Welcome to the Childcare Business Coach Podcast with Evelyn Knight, where mindset mechanics come together for success. Evelyn Knight is the leader of the ECE revolution and is on a mission to touch 1 million children's lives through the elevation of the ECE community.
Good morning, everybody, or afternoon, depending on when you're watching, and happy 2023. Welcome to the new year. I'm so excited about this time of year. I really hope everybody had a wonderful holiday season. My team has been off for the week last week, so we had a wonderful time to just be with our families. So I hope many of you get to experience that as well. And I would just love to welcome everybody to the Child Care Business Coach Podcast. Thank you for being here today. My name is Evelyn Knight. For those of you who don't know me, I'm sure you can just look up my bio. I have plenty out there. So I have so much today. It's been a couple of weeks and since I've done this Mindset Monday, and so much has happened, and so much has woken me up as well to some of my own life situations. Since my last Mindset Monday, I actually fulfilled a bucket list item in my life, and I actually did my first TED Talk. And I actually have another one coming up in March, but first time being able to present for the TEDx platform was huge. And it really opened my eyes to a lot of things for myself. And part of what I want to talk to you about today, New Year's is one of my favorite holidays. I love the holidays. I'm just one of those people who love holidays anyway. But New Year's is absolutely one of my favorite holidays. And it's because we get to start new goals. What better time than the time of our lives where we get to actually place new goals and we actually get to create new milestones for our life? One thing I started doing a few years ago is I have a really big bucket list. And one day, a few years ago, I decided to officially create my bucket list. So I wrote the things down that I want to accomplish. And it gets bigger and it gets bigger and it gets bigger. I'm not going to pretend it doesn't. As you're creating and you actually document your bucket list, you realize that there's so much for us to do in this world that my bucket list does continually get bigger and bigger. So with this bucket list, a few years ago, I decided that I am going to cross a couple things off my bucket list every year. And that is something I'm really dedicated to doing. So that's what I want to talk about today. So many people live in the world of someday. They live in the world of someday I will do this. Someday I will do that. If I get the promotion I need, or if I get the raise, I will be able to do this and then I'll finally be happy, right? So I find that there's two different thought processes. There's the someday I will, and then there's the if then, right? If I get this new car, I will finally be happy. Once my children are grown, whatever, I will finally be happy. Or I will get rest once this happens. Someday I will be happy. Yes, Lisa, someday I'll be happy. But what if your someday was today? What if instead of saying if and then, today was the day that you started? 2023 was the year that you decided to set goals that you're going to keep. So many of you are probably disillusioned with New Year's resolutions, right? Because you don't have the self-discipline to make them happen. I was that person. I was a person once upon a time who decided I am never making another New Year's resolution again. I'm not doing it because I just end up disappointing myself. And statistics show that by March, most New Year's resolutions have been broken. That's usually the lifespan is if you make it past March, you are above the fold. So when I started really becoming goal-oriented and vision-oriented, I decided to break that mold. Not going to do it. Not going to be a statistic, right? And I want to actually premise here You get to choose if you are a statistic. Are you going to be one of the 95% of people who don't make it past March for your New Year's resolutions? That is your choice. It's not the world. It's not the flow of your daily life. It is you. It is you. And according to John Maxwell, it really comes down to making the decision to become aware. Awareness is the key. Understanding this. And right now, what I'm saying is making you aware. That is what I'm doing. I'm making you aware of the fact that right now, if you don't do something different, you're not going to achieve your New Year's resolutions. You're not going to hit your goals. So why do we wait for someday? Why do we have these bucket lists that are a mile long? And if you don't, why don't you have a bucket list that's a mile long? Because it can be done. In the last couple of years, I cannot even begin to tell you how many bucket list items I've checked off my bucket list because I became aware of the fact that I'm not going to live in a world of someday anymore. I'm going to live in a world of today. Today is going to be my day because someday never comes. I listened to my mom, who I adore, at her age. She's a great grandma and she still talks about her someday. The same somedays she talked about 30 years ago when I was a child. The same somedays that physically she probably won't be able to do. And it's something that I realize I'm not going to allow that for my life. I'm not going to allow it. So let me ask you, what are you allowing into your life? Accountability is also key. It is key. If you really want true lasting change, it takes accountability. It takes giving yourself a hard look in the mirror and asking yourself, what am I doing to create the life that I live? Nobody's doing it to me. What am I doing? Because you are creating the life you live. Life doesn't happen to us. It can happen for us if we're intentional and when we're aware. So open up your awareness. What do you need to be aware of? What is it that you need to be aware of? And what bucket list items are you going to put in your calendar for 2023? What bucket list areas are you going to check off? Do you even have your bucket list? Get it. Do it. Some of the things might not even be a big deal. You might have something on your bucket list that is something like, I'm going to learn how to knit. That's not hard. I learned how to knit off of YouTube. Opened up YouTube, watched the tutorials, and got it done, right? Not that bad. Maybe it's on your bucket list to learn how to play the piano. Get a keyboard. I played the piano for many, many years of my life, and you can learn on a keyboard. There are so many things that you can do. And by the way, if you're here, say hello in the comments. I love seeing you guys. Yes, live in the world of today, not someday. Absolutely. I often think about myself as an 80-year-old woman. Okay, so when I'm making life decisions and when I'm looking at planning my year or planning my quarter, I ask myself, and I actually have this entire picture painted in my head. And in my head, I close my eyes and I see myself in a rocking chair on a porch. And I'm overlooking the land that I own. And as I'm overlooking the land, and I have the picture painted, there's a body of water where there's some ducks swimming. I'm sitting on my rocking chair thinking over my life. And I'm thinking about the things that I'm proud of. And every time I ask people this, the first thing they say is my kids. And I'm like, no, what are you proud of for you? The other way I like to think about it is, what do I do or who am I that my children can be proud of? That is a huge one for me too, is when my children tell people they're proud of their mom, what is it about their mom that they're proud of? So when I'm that 80-year-old woman rocking on my rocking chair, looking back on my life, and I ask myself these questions, like, and I look, I'll actually make decisions based on, would that 80-year-old woman that I will be in my future, is she going to be proud of this decision? Is this one of those moments that she's going to look and say, you did good. Thank you. Is my future self going to thank my present self for being here today, for doing that TED talk, for getting on that TEDx stage? Absolutely. Absolutely. Those are the things that last forever. Those are the things. So 2020 can be your, or 2020, I just went back in time. 2023 can be your year. Even 2020 could have been our year, as horrific as it was. Every year can be your year. We make that choice. It's usually through great tragedy that people really ascend and understand these things. And that is what happened to me. For most of you who know me know that I went through a great tragedy. And I really hope that doesn't have to happen to you. Listen to the people around you who have suffered from tragedy, who have had a loss. Don't wait for things to become so painful that the pain is what is forcing you to change. Be proactive instead of reactive. Pain doesn't need to be what really changes who you are. It doesn't. Don't wait for the pain. Part of the reason that I created the planner that we just put out, and if, for those of you who got the planner, thank you so much for your support. I am so excited, but I actually made the planner with all of this in mind, in helping everybody to see how I've learned how to reverse engineer my own life. How is it that I accomplish bucket list items, right? I can't tell you guys. I mean, when I look over 2022, it blows my mind how many things I did that were checking off a box on my bucket list, like being able to swim in the Gulf of Mexico, kayaking on a bayou. Gosh, there's so much that I got to do. Speaking on a TED platform, right? Doing a TED talk, getting booked for another TED talk. So many things that I did that checked off a bucket list for me. And it was, and if I could only, like, if you guys could only peek into my brain, so many things. That's what it's like to live a life of intentionality. That's what it is. And the planner that I created is really to help guide you. It's pretty much what I did was I just put my process in writing. And now I've created this tool for all of you to create the life that you want. Whether you're in childcare or not, I know I have a lot of followers now who are not just in childcare, but it really is a roadmap to life. And part of the reasons we didn't put dates on the planner is so that you can pick it up at any time of the year. It doesn't matter if it's New Year's or if it's the 4th of July. If you decide that you're going to take charge of your life, that you're tired of living a mundane day-to-day life and you're ready to take charge, then why does it have to happen January 1st? Now, I love the idea of January 1st because to me, it is a brand new year and my slate is perfectly clean. Psychologically, it's easier for a person to maintain what they have than to gain what they don't have yet, right? So as of right now, it is January 2nd. I have a perfect record. I have a perfect record. So now I want to keep that perfect record. I'm not going to work to obtain one. I'm going to work to keep it. I'm going to work to keep my reputation, to keep the success that I've created. It's already there, right? Right now, you're in the same position. You already have a perfect record. You've shown up here. Now keep it up. Don't lose that streak. It's almost like gamifying our lives, right? We don't want to lose our streaks. I mean, the reason that things like Snapchat are so successful is we don't want to lose that streak. Well, keep up the streak for 2023. Keep up that perfect streak. Show up to every Mindset Monday, My members, show up to a live call at least once a week. Do the work to change your life. It does take work. It takes accountability and it takes awareness, but it is so very important. If you don't have my planner yet, please make sure that you get one. It is coming with a free training that I am giving out that's going to show you how to use it. And I will show you in detail how I reverse engineer these plans, how I do it for my own life, so that I am having years where I am checking off bucket list items to my life. And I can add more, right? I've just realized life is so abundant and amazing and beautiful, and there is so much to experience. It's kind of funny because we learn so much through tragedy. And if I could go back, I would erase what I've been through. Absolutely. But I also know that my husband would be so proud of me because I've gone through what I've gone through. I've used it to elevate myself and so many other people in the world. And really taking that tragedy and turning it into fuel and momentum is probably my greatest accomplishment. So I really, really hope that I can help somebody out there, that we can really, really just help you take off too. Shailen, you're in the same boat as me. You've gone through so much tragedy as well. And I think your comment there on Facebook, and you've done the same. It's the same thing, just taking that tragedy and turning it into something beautiful and amazing and something that can give back to the world around you. It's bringing life to the world through loss. It's a beautiful, amazing thing. So I hope all of you have a wonderful 2023. I am looking forward to a very prosperous year. And yes, I know what the economy outlook looks like, but I don't care what the outlook looks like because I know that I'm in control and I don't have to be afraid. I also know that I have a God that is always watching over me and protecting me, and that his plans for me are plans for good and not for evil. And I don't have to be afraid. I don't have to be afraid of the economy or anything else, because I'm taking control and you can too. Have a wonderful week, everybody. I can't wait for this year of working with you.
Thank you for joining Evelyn today. For more information, please visit childcarebusinessprofessionals.com.